This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Well, we don't get the elongated version today. I'm going to be honest. I'm a little annoyed. I wanted us... I really wanted us to, you know, have to kind of sit in it a little bit longer to find out
what
Poyer was actually going to be on the Bills roster. Was it going to be active roster? Was it going to be practice squad? We'll never know. Well, we found out in like 20 minutes.
Well, now we do.
I'm a little annoyed.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan Schultz, for being the first on that and giving us less context.
It is what it is.
I mean, you're rushing to be first on it. I guess I kind of understand.
Yeah, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We will start today's show right away, as we also had some news yesterday going to the Wester Hotline. Sal Capaccio joins the show. Sal, initially, when you were going to come on at 10, it was just going to be to talk about the 53-man roster, which would have been news enough. But then today, we also got the Jordan Poyer stuff. So there's plenty to talk about.
No doubt. Good morning, guys. Wherever you want to start, if you want to come work backward, we can start with Jordan Poyer. But, you know, today's the day. It's not just 53. We learned a little bit after the 40 report he was signing with the Bills. That came from Jordan Schultz, I believe, originally. Then Diana Rossini and others reported that it's going to be on the practice squad. So, you know, these things are very fluid sometimes. You have to kind of take a step back, see what's happening. You know, the Bills get 53 guys in their active roster. They have that. They also get 17 players, counting an international guy, on their practice squad. So a total of 70 players overall, counting the active and practice squad, it appears Jordan Poyer is going to be joining that group.
And so, yeah, we'll start there, Sal. So on Poyer, ultimately he leaves last year. The Bills made the decision, and they were going to move on from him. He was not particularly good in Miami. Now, ultimately, and I did joke that I'm a little annoyed. I kind of want us to sit in it and kind of stew and what's going on. We found out fairly quickly from reports that he's going to be a practice squad guy. Do you see this a lot more to the Micah Hyde role last year, where he kind of came in, the expectation was not for him to play, and much more to be sort of that quote-unquote coach on the field?
Yes, I think in a way, but the fact that he's signing now is a little different. You know, Micah didn't sign till later in the year. There were always rumors that Micah was going to join the team, right? Always. And I kept saying, can't see it till late. And it did happen till late, but he never even was activated. He never played in a game. He really was just a coach on the field, on the practice field. And I think I can definitely see that happening here. And maybe Jordan gets himself up to speed and shape, everything like that, where the team feels, okay, we need a guy, we can bring him up. I think we're a ways away from that, though. You know, let's see where it is. Let's see what he says about his role. Let's see what the team says about his role. You know, he, like Micah, had expressed interest in retiring a Buffalo Bill, right, and being around. And, you know, maybe that's a part of it. Hey, there's a chance for you to do that. We got a spot. As long as you're going to come in, do your job every day, help us prepare, help the young guys. There's no harm in that, to be quite honest with you. You know, I think that if there are plans, and I don't know this, if there are plans for him to eventually, like, be a part of the active roster, then I think that says a lot about what the Bills feel about their secondary right now. But I think we're a ways away from really knowing that or thinking that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Sal. I guess it's for me and maybe where I'm a little more of a nervous Nelly, especially with the secondary, the injuries they picked up. Hairston, we'll get to him, but he's going to be on IR with designation to return. Bishop missing, of course, time both in this camp and last year. For me, it was the same with the Justin Simmons stuff when a lot of fans really wanted the Bills to go out and go get him. To me, at least, Sal, and I could be very wrong on this and kind of reaching, but if that's going to happen, if they were going to go get a Justin Simmons or Jordan Poyer is expected to be, you know, on the 53-man roster and starting day one, to me that almost points to before even year two starts, they've given up on Cole Bishop, and I can't see that. I know he struggled against the Bears. He was much better against Tampa Bay. He does seem to be coming along. I can't see it.
Yeah, but I don't go there. I think there are more than two spots, you know, as safety. Just because you sign a guy doesn't mean he has to be a starter right away or you're giving up on your starter. There's depth positions, you know, and if guys want to play in the league and they want to help, you can bring him in as a depth piece. It might mean that they just don't like what they have behind Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp. I don't think you have to get to right away if someone signs, it means Cole Bishop isn't the guy they like. I think everything points to, in fact, in the way I interpret it, that they really like what they've seen from Cole Bishop over the last couple of weeks and the way he's trending. Sure, there could be some concerns there. I'm not doubting that, but you also have DeMar Hamlin and you have Jordan Hancock and you have Cam Lewis listed as a safety. And, you know, they have guys on Derek Forrest came in. He didn't even make the team. You know, he's on the practice squad right now. There's a report about another safety coming in, Sam Franklin. Now he's more of a special teams guy, I would say, that Chris Tabor has worked with. So I'd be careful about going that far, to be honest with you, Zach, of, well, they must not have faith in, you know, Cole Bishop. It could just be, we need a little more depth. You know, the bottom of the roster matters too, especially for teams trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sal Capaccio joining us here on the Wesser Hotline. Sal, moving on a little bit from the Jordan Poyer signing, the 53-man roster, not a lot of surprises, but some encouraging things there as well. Trey White did not get put on any injured list. Dane Jackson does ultimately get released, so it does look like, while Harrison is on injured reserve designated to return, it does look like, though, that Trey White seems to be at least healthy enough that they're not making a roster move exclusively about that.
So far, that's right, and I agree with you. I do want to make sure people understand that that could happen today, technically, right?
Like, right.
They could still put him on IR today, and he would still be able to return. You get, once you're on the 53-man roster, once that's set, there is no such thing after that as IR for the season, season-ending IR. Everyone who goes on IR from this point forward can still come back. The only difference is you don't declare it right away. If the guy goes on IR, then after 4 weeks, you can evaluate, do we want to bring him back? So I just want to make sure people understand that could still happen with Tre'Davious White. I don't know if it will. And the fact that they haven't, to my knowledge, brought in any corners here to, you know, solidify that position, and they did move on from Dane Jackson, I would agree with you, Derek. It leans me more towards that's not happening, and that's encouraging. It doesn't mean he has to be necessarily available week one. It may be an injury that they feel he's still going to miss a couple of weeks, so we don't want to put him on a four-week IR, but we still have to see and massage the roster a little bit. So there's a lot to be done today, and pretty much we'll know by 1 p.m. because waivers end at noon. I think guys get awarded, you know, via the waiver system by 1 p.m. They can go and, you know, teams can do those, you know, transactions they need to do.
And then, Sal, the other corner news we got yesterday, Hairston, as you've mentioned, you know, the last few weeks that you expected Hairston to be put on IR with the designation to return. I guess for him and where I go last night for me was a big that their two big secondary pieces they've added the last 2 years have missed crucial time, namely in camp. Bishop, we've talked about it a lot, missed 3 weeks last year and really was never able to catch up. It took all of last year and even injuries for him to get into the starting lineup, where Hairston, he misses most of camp this year with that LCL sprain. It's just like they needed to make additions there, and it just feels like they're not season-ending injuries, but they do feel, at least for Bishop and maybe for Hairston, season-defining injuries for them.
For sure. I mean, Max Harris, I agree that it's a very good comparison. We saw what it cost Cole Bishop last year by missing the time that he missed with his injury. And now you're dealing with that with another young player here. The problem is, people say, well, yeah, but when you get him back, why can't he just, you know, get up to speed? The difference between how you operate training camp versus how you operate regular season practices. Training camp is for that. It's learning the system. It's getting all those reps, tons and tons of reps. That's when you have to develop. That's when you have to get all of that under your belt. Once you get to the season, practices are shorter. There's not as many, and it's game planning. Like, you're not putting them out there just to get them ready. You got to put guys out there who are getting ready for a game, and you're game planning for the Baltimore Ravens, and then the New York Jets the next week, and then the Miami Dolphins, and so on. So that's why it's so valuable. So you hope here, the hope is that Max Harrison, after 4 weeks, they evaluate and say, you know what, he's good to go. Let's put him on the practice field. Once that happens, he can start practicing. That automatically gets him the IR designated return designation. You only get 8 of those. The Bills, by the way, he's already one of them. They declared that. But then they have 21 days to put him on the active roster once the day is that he starts practicing.
Sal Capaccio here on the Western Hotline. Another player also put on IR, Tylan Grable. I don't think that one was too surprising. He is just dealing with concussion, but I heard Joe Marino talking this morning about that too. And when concussions linger, they really do linger. They can last quite a while.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't think that he'd be put on IR because I'll tell you why, guys. He had been in a red jersey at practice last week.
Mm.
So it didn't seem to me like that would be, you have to remember, again, IR means 4 games.
Yeah.
So they put him on IR. To me, he was trying to, like, okay, he's coming through, he's progressing through the protocol. So I didn't have that. The only thing that I missed on my 53-man roster projection was this, was Tylan Grable going on IR. I actually had Cedric Van Pran Granger staying on PUP, essentially the same thing. But it's the other way around. It's Cedric Van Pran Granger who gets activated. He has not even practiced a single snap yet or day during training camp or preseason. So now that will happen since he's activated. Tylan Grable can't play or practice for 4 weeks. So to me, it was surprising. I didn't see that happening. I thought it would be Van Pran Granger who would be the guy. But it allowed them also by doing that to keep 9 offensive linemen. And that's where they are right now. And to me, that wasn't a surprise. They basically always do keep 9 offensive linemen, it seems. I think 1 year they did keep 10. But you're allowed to keep, you know, you can keep as many as you want. But on game day, you dress 8, and that triggers the extra roster spot to get to 48, which is why you generally keep 9, because that way you have 9 on the team, then 8 dress on game day.
Sal, obviously Tyrell Shavers, the big name with training camp that ends up making the roster outright. As at the end of preseason, I think many expected at this point, a player that earned his way onto the 53-man roster and now ends up with the receiving core and hopefully can continue to make an impact here.
For sure. I thought he earned it. It was trending that way for a couple of weeks. I thought Saturday put him over the top with that catch. And the fact that he played 50% of the special team snaps. Now, how they evaluate him on special team snaps, we're not in those rooms, but the fact that he was on the field for 12 out of 24 special team snaps told me that they were making sure that they want to be, you know, buttoned up, that he can play that role. And as I've tried to explain many times, if you're going to be the last wide receiver on the roster, which he basically is, you have to play special teams. So you have to be able to do that. And he's got to. So I agree. I think it's great for him. Love the fact that he did that and that he made the team. Good for Tyrell Shavers. He told me after the game he felt he did enough last year to make the team, but he didn't. So I'm really happy for him, and we'll see where it goes. I think he is the bottom last wide receiver offensively. He'll maybe get some crumbs, some snaps. You know, we'll see how that works. And then he's going to contribute on special teams as well.
Staying with wide receivers, Curtis Samuel does make the roster. I guess it's not too surprising unless they were going to move him, but that was the thing that a lot of Bills fans were talking about, to maybe save that $7 million in cap. Do they want to move him? There's a lot of needy teams for wide receivers up until
today. They wouldn't save $7 million in cap. They would only save half a million.
Okay.
The cap was already spent on Curtis Samuel, which is, I think, if you want to save $7 million, I think that's a definitely different conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the reason why they only to trade him would they have saved that money. And I don't know if any team would have been able to take on that salary. So with him, you would have only saved $500,000. That money's spent. He is counting $7 million on the cap whether he was here or not, unless you traded him. So to me, you know, I go back to what Sean McDermott said. When he saw him come back to practice for a couple of days, and he's like, he really liked what he saw, but he wants to see him get through a game, and then all of a sudden he's sick and he can't do that. So Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore, I had them on the team, but I definitely had thought, hey, there's a scenario here where maybe they do – you know, do something else for the roster spot and move on from one of them.
But with Samuel, what have you seen in the last few weeks with him now coming back from his injuries? It did feel like once he came back from injury, Sal, that he reestablished himself that, yeah, he's going to be a member of this offense. He is going to have a maybe even significant role.
I'll just go back to what I think their role was from last year, and it just never materialized. I think that they really had plans for him to be on the offense, be on the field on offense, to line up in different spots, to be a matchup guy. That could be outside, that could be in the slot, that could be in the backfield, all these different ways they want to get him the ball. You know, the injury really hampered him early training camp. He gets hurt like second week preseason, doesn't play for a while. He never really fully recovered, and by the time he did, there was just no spot for him to do all those things. And then you're getting him little bubble screens. It's not working well. And, you know, that has to change this year. They have to be able to get him the ball better in space. They have to be able to get him the ball better down the field. I think that's what the role is they envisioned for him. I think it's the role they envisioned last year for him. It didn't materialize. And, it's all about staying healthy. If he can stay healthy, I think that's what they want to do.
Sal, last one from me here about the defensive line. Obviously, Hoyt and Ogunjobi, they are suspended for the first six games of the regular season. And I'd imagine, though, that the defensive line rotation might end up looking a little bit different. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Obviously, we'll talk about this conversation in weeks' time. But just let everyone know what the process might be about that with the six-game suspension, when they will be allowed to practice again, anything else of the like.
They can't play for six games. The Bills have a bye week seven, so you won't see them on the field until week eight. They can start practicing with the team after 4 weeks. They do not count on the roster until they get activated, though, from the six-week suspension. So after 4 weeks, they can get back into the facility. I don't know if they can actually practice on the field. I have to get that clarified, but I know they can go to team meetings. They cannot do anything with the team. They can't be around the team, the facility, in any official capacity in these next 4 weeks. Like, literally have to work out on their own, you know, meal rooms on their own. They can't come in. Once 4 weeks is up, they can start doing that, and then you can activate them after 6 weeks, and then we'll cross that bridge. Yes, a lot of people ask me, what do they do when they come back? I don't know. I mean, that's a long way away. That's a month and a half of a football season where you're playing games and guys are getting banged up. Injuries will certainly have a role in that, and I will tell you this. I think the Bills hope they have a really tough decision because that means everybody's playing well and everybody's healthy, to be honest, when they come back, but we'll see what happens.
Sal Cabacho here on the Wester Hotline. Sal, last thing for me. With today, we have not really heard from the Bills too much since they wrapped up their preseason. Do we have anything on the docket today in terms of people speaking, practice, what have you?
Yeah, so today, as I said earlier, there's a lot of transaction stuff going around the league. Teams are finalizing their signing guys to their practice squad who are veterans right now, and we'll start hearing things like that, like you hear Jordan Poyer, things like that. Anybody who is not in the league 4 years, they're subject to waivers. Today's the claims. They have to go in. We have about another hour and 45 minutes here before they are officially done with that, and then they will get claimed and awarded to teams. The award process is the order of the draft, so the Tennessee Titans have the first claim on any player, and they doesn't reset. If they want a guy, they get him. They want another guy, they get him. It just keeps going. The Bills have the 30th claim. So, you know, there's 30 teams ahead of the Bills. If there's a guy out there they want, they get that guy first if they want him. It's tough. And then once that's done, 1 o'clock or so, they'll know their roster. They'll put some pen to paper for a lot of these guys. Guys come back to the facility. We will hear from General Manager Brandon Bean today at 2:30 p.m. He'll speak to the media. We'll find out more about Tre'Vius White, Jordan Poyer, Jordan Phillips. And then team is scheduled to be on the practice field at 3 o'clock, guys, and it's going to be the team. It's going to be their 53. It's going to be their practice squad. And honestly, like, this is it. You're preparing for the Ravens now. And in fact, so much so that starting today, the media cannot watch all of practice. We go out and we watch stretching and warm-ups. We go back to the media room. We go out later. We go in the locker room and interview, but the real football is here now, practice-wise.
All right. Sounds good. It's finally here, Sal. All right, man. Thanks for jumping on with us this morning. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Thanks.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. I was wondering about that, too, if we would get, like, practice right away, ready to
right.
go. We are. It's now back to the afternoon schedule as well. It's not the morning schedule like they had at training camp. So it's good. On the Jordan Poyer stuff, we are, as Sal mentioned, going to hear from Bills general manager Brandon Bean at 2:30. I imagine One Bills Live will be playing that as it happens. But on Poyer, I mentioned it a bit as a joke, but I am somewhat annoyed that we sort of already know. There wasn't that little bit of time where we could all sort of freak out or be excited, what have you. It does look like he is going to be on the practice squad, along with Jordan Phillips as well. And the reason why is, like, I have a very different reaction to both of those guys being on the practice squad than the 53-man roster. If Poyer was on the 53, I am much more nervous about where they're at with the safety room. They moved on from Poyer because they didn't think he was particularly good enough. He is 34.
Yeah.
He did not play well with the Dolphins last year. And if you're that nervous about your safety room, you know, kind of 2 years in a row now
where
you haven't done enough.
You also, over the last 2 years, have whiffed on adding veteran safety help. Oddly enough, like, say Jordan Poyer wanted to come back in a depth role, that probably would have been better than what you did, which was signing Mike Edwards and Derek Forrest in consecutive years.
It may have been because
so,
both.
I mean, oddly enough, maybe the answer was there all along and both parties went their separate directions in terms of safety depth. Because honestly, if Poyer was signed to be the backup last year, it would have been more of an impact than what Edwards' signing was or what Forrest's signing has been. So egg on everyone's face, including ours? I don't know. Everyone stinks. That's my motto on this one.
But yeah, like they haven't done, I guess, quote unquote, enough there. I mean, there are still questions. Of course, Cole Bishop is one of them. Now, I'm happy to start hearing though that Bishop has looked much better. The Bills are happier with where he's been the last few weeks. I would agree with that. Again, I mentioned it, and I heard Joe Marino mentioning it with Jeremy and Joe, that Bishop, when he played in the Bears game, which sent everyone into a hoopla, he had practiced like 2 days after being injured for like 2 weeks and then was thrown in with a bunch of backups. He didn't look particularly good. Unsurprising. Do I want to see some good things from him? Of course. We hadn't seen anything good from him yet. We hadn't seen anything that would show like, got it. They've got one of their starting safeties. Tampa looked much better. To hear the Bills feel pretty good about him, I feel much better. But I will tell you, like, I do still sit more on if the Bills were bringing in Poyer and he was going to be on the 53-man roster, it was not going to be for someone like Hamlin.
And maybe there are still designs.
I don't think that would be.
We don't know. There may still be designs of getting Poyer onto the active 53. Like, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of, I think that's where part of some of the uncertainty comes with some fans right now is, and it's in my stomach a little bit as well. It's in the pit there. However, because we don't know that, the only thing is that I've got a fear bunker. And that's if Taylor Rapp goes to break up a long pass and he hits Cole Bishop and the two of them get knocked out, that we're one of those heat-seeking missiles away from a potential what? DeMar Hamlin, Jordan Poyer tandem?
I guess my problem is, though,
they'd probably go to Cam Lewis or Jordan Hancock first, but, like, there's your fear bunker.
But, like, where I sit with all of this, though, is, and I bring this up a lot, the college comparison, you don't have a 90-man roster. Like, your depth is thin regardless of what team you are. You hope your immediate backup is good enough, let alone your fourth corner, your fifth corner, your third or fourth safety. You hope any of those guys are good enough because the NFL has a very thin line. It's a 53-man roster. It is a small window. I mean, we were talking about, you know, sixth wide receiver. The sixth wide receiver for the Bills might catch 15 passes all year.
Right?
Like, Sales brought it up too. Like, that's why Tyrell Shavers needed to prove he could play special teams. Because if he couldn't, what is the point of having him on the roster?
Now he
proved it. He played 50% of the special team snaps on over the weekend. Great. But, like, that's my thing is the depth thing. And you're right to have the fear bunker. I'm all for it. I get it. But that's where, your depth's going to get tested regardless, no matter who you are.
And the fear bunker thing is meant to be a joke. Obviously, I never want to see that ever happen. And if it does, please throw rocks at me. Like Shavers, though, playing special teams, that's how you get a game day jersey. That's you're not a healthy scratch at that point. We have a use for you during the game And if you're not able to get snaps on offense, we can still get you on the field.
Yeah.
That is why Shavers is also doing that. It's not just about getting to the 53. That's about getting a game day jersey. That is taking that next step to making sure that you're not just a healthy scratch for more than half the year. You then could play special teams, because if one depth player that needs to be like a gunner on a punt return is not able to play, guess who's got the 53 and guess who's got a game day jersey that day? Tyrell Shavers does. So that part is important, I think. It allows you to really see that there's something more there than just making the 53-man roster. It's about having a game day jersey. That game day, you're playing in this game, there is a big difference. Because look at it. Joe Andreessen last year. He makes the 53-man roster, but he's a healthy scratch for the first couple of games. It's like, ah, man, you'd really like to see him getting that first game day jersey in the first game of the year. Not the case. Shavers is going to try to avoid that by adding some utility to his game. And you're right. The depth being tested and everything like that. Rosters are not as deep as they are in college. However, they did expand practice squads for this. And I don't want to say that it's necessarily weird. I don't know what the right word for it is. But for the second year in a row to have one of your former elite safeties on a practice squad position to be a mentor and coach for the safeties in the room, what does that tell you about your safeties?
Yeah, it does lead you to be really worried. I mean, you can even just kind of outright say it. How many mentors do they need kind of deal? Maybe if it's Cole Bishop just outright. I think also it could just be the Bills, you know, dotting their I's, crossing their T's, making sure. Because Bishop right. is a second-round pick. He is the highest they put into that safety position in years because of Hyde and Poyer. They need it to work. Likewise, they kind of need Harrison to work.
It's also Rapp. Rapp was seen Rapp as a valuable piece that was going to become the heir apparent to Hyde and Poyer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also got – this is also on Taylor Rapp as well. Like, I don't know if it's exclusively Poyer. Again, that could be proven or not based on whatever people say. But – yeah, I'm not going to put this all on Cole Bishop, really, is what I'm saying here. This also has to do with the safety room as a whole. Because have you been trying for years to get a guy to beat out Damar Hamlin and it's just not happening?
I mean, I think that almost might be pretty obvious with Edwards and Forrest.
Exactly.
And as much as you may not like Hamlin and on the field, you arguably they've been trying and really missing. Edwards and Forrest both do absolutely nothing in camp. Forrest at least came in with the, hey, he started his career off great in Washington, just seemingly didn't fit Dan Quinn's system when he got there. I heard his name like three times over training camp. And yep. most of it was, yeah, Forrest isn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing anything. He's not even part of this discussion. 803-0550, the number to call. Bills 53 initial man roster has been released. Any thoughts on that? Jordan Poyer as well. Looks like he's coming back to the practice squad. We will see, though, on that. But before we hit our next time out, I do want to remind you that get ready for the inaugural Back Tee Golf Classic Monday, September 29th at Gowanda Country Club. It's a full day of golf, community, and giving back with a car giveaway on a par 3 hole-in-1 and a $10,000 cash prize, a putting contest, raffles, silent auctions, and more. All proceeds go to the Spina Bifida Clinic at Oshai Children's Hospital. Spots are limited. Register now at backtgolfclassic.com. Let's help and make a difference. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.